It's going to be very difficult to sell, Tom, because the flexibilities that were created by acquisition reform had the paradoxical effect of requiring much more sophisticated acquisition professionals. The minimum requirements right now are that the individual have 24 semester hours of business-related college work, a baccalaureate degree, and depending upon the level of certification, somewhere between 1 year and 4 years of actual experience.
So when you say college work, is it just a business administration degree, or what are there specific courses that one would have to take in order to get this experience?
There's a specific range of courses in the business area, but they're rather broad. So, for example, coursework in business per se, or in law, or in marketing, or in communications, a rather wide area of skills, actually.
Yeah, so that's the academic requirement, but what does it really take in terms of skills and personality even to be good at acquisition? Because it's a long-term process in many cases between the time the requirement is released and the government actually takes possession of something.
It is a long-term process, and what it takes really is a unique combination of business savvy and people skills. The acquisition reforms of the mid-90s placed a great deal more emphasis on the ability of the contracting officer to operate within the commercial marketplace, to know what's available, to do market research, to understand the technology, that sort of thing. Additionally, of course, we have to build a partnership between the contracting officer and the program or project manager. And that can be a challenge, too, because the project manager sometimes perceives the contracting officer as being part of the problem, as being too cautious, too conservative. The way we overcome that, of course, is by educating contracting officers who know not only what they can't do, but more importantly, in context, what they can do.
We're talking this morning to Charles Tompkins, professor and chairman of Systems Management Department, Information Resources Management College, National Defense University. All right, so someone is listening to my voice today. Let's just say they're in a job in finance, and they're really looking to make a change. Maybe they want employment at the federal government to have a nice steady paycheck and a bright career path. What would they need to do in order to just get some of the background skills needed to get a job like this?
If they already have a background in finance, then they probably already have some of the skills that they require. Now, the formal training for the defense acquisition workforce is provided by our sister institution, by the Defense Acquisition University at Fort Belvoir. And there's a structured set of courses, and actually three different levels of certification, that contracting professionals and other acquisition professionals have to go through. But the background in finance is certainly a strong beginning.
And you talked about the ability to know what you can do in the right context versus what you can't do. And the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, a very long document, and the defense one's even longer. And so I imagine it must take a certain amount of creativity to be a good acquisition person, because you have to figure out how to apply, which rules apply and which ones don't, and how to fashion what you want to get done within the context of a really big rule book.
It takes a lot of creativity, and as I indicated, the acquisition reforms actually increased the requirement for creativity because we injected things, for example, like best value contracting and services contracting that actually require a greater level of skill on the part of the contracting officer. So while we've reduced the size of the contracting officer corps by almost half and increased the amount of procurements by almost 60%, the level of skill involved has actually gone up, too.
Well, this is a job path that I think has been, underappreciated just because of the pressure that's put on by members of Congress in, trying to get this job done right. It's very difficult, and then they get a lot of blame heaped on them when it doesn't occur. So has some of the negative press perhaps contributed to the fact that people shy away from doing this for the federal government?
Unfortunately, I think you're right. I think that contracting can be perceived, or acquisition more broadly, can be perceived as a risky career field. But for people who are creative and who are aggressive, I think it's a very, very rewarding career field.
Now, there's a lot of people that are leaving large businesses because of the downsizing. And one of the functions in big manufacturing companies is purchasing and acquisition, sourcing. Do those people have what it takes, and could they make that translation over to the government environment, do you think?
Many of them probably do, and one of the things that we on the government side, I think, need to work on is how we go about facilitating that kind of a lateral movement between industry and government. Because of the formal certification process, right now, that can be a difficult process, both as far as the length of time it takes to apply and to get a job in the government, and as far as getting the necessary certification.
So the certification process, as you say, is done at the Defense Acquisition University. About how long would someone with some experience, not government experience, but some, you know, financial experience or some other field, need to stay in school in order to complete that?
Well, let me first correct that
Sure.
If I led you down that path.
No, that's fine.
The certification training is provided by the Defense Acquisition University, or in the case of the senior acquisition course by our sister college here at NDU, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces. But the actual certification of acquisition professionals is done by the major command and is done based on actually three different things. First, upon the level of formal education that I mentioned earlier. Secondly, upon the completion of required coursework at the Defense Acquisition University. And third, the requisite number of years of on-the-job experience.
All right, so this is something you really have to apply yourself to in order to just get certified.
Yes, it is.
Well, we thank you for joining us. That shed some pretty good light on an area I think is going to become increasingly important.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be helpful, and you know, I hope I can interest some folks in your audience who want to move from the industry side to government and perhaps looking at it more closely. It's challenging, it's interesting, and they can make a significant contribution.